Blog Talk Radio.
Theme song of your show, brother, Brock Bucks in the Berg podcast, hosted by a mentor and a friend to me, Tarek Brock, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, for the home opener to the Orioles. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, about 2,500 miles to the west in Los Angeles, where there's a home opener for the Angels against the Red Sox today. 347-205-9631, if you happen to miss it. 15 minutes goes by quick. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, let me lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. Tarek the Threes, how are you? How can people get a hold of you? What a remarkable start, my brother.
Yes, I mean, it is. I'm talking to you guys from deep in the hallways of PNC Park here on the North Shore. Looking forward to taking on a weekend set against the Baltimore Orioles, but doing well. It's a little wet start of the day. I'm hoping everything clears up so that we can get going. You can find me online on Instagram, TarikBrockSrX, first name with SR, and Facebook, first and last name. So it's good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I know you got your sponsors. We'll bring them as we wrap this great show here. But you guys came into D.C. riding the high, four-game sweep of the Marlins. You come out of Washington winning the second series, and you got a 6-1 record now, entering a five-game homestand before you go right back to Philly and New York. That's got to be something.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to get off to a good start and see where you at and see areas where you need to continue to, you know, improve as a team and you know, different areas. So we're definitely happy to be home after, like you said, you know, two stints in two different cities on the road. So we're just looking forward to that, you know, playing in front of our crowd with the great team that we have this year.
Well, I'll tell you what, I battle it by bringing you guys to the forefront. And I look at Pittsburgh and then I look at everybody else. But when you have a 6-1 record, people point out right off the bat, they go, okay, well, who have they played? Well, everybody's got to play everybody. So consistency makes people believe. But if you're not in that locker room, if you're not traveling with that team, if you're not doing these podcasts, people don't understand what a team goes through, ups and downs, peaks and valleys. How do you let these guys know that this is a team that you got to adjust your mirrors for?
Well, how you doing? As you can see, it's busy down here at opening day.
Yeah,
That you can you know, rest assured that a team that, you know, won 100 games last year and, you know, added a number one starter in Corbin Burns to their fold definitely got better. And like you said, you know, you have to play everyone. It doesn't matter if you play them at, you know, home on the road or a neutral site. You have to play them and bring your best every night. So for us, it's just, okay, who we have in front of us is who we're going to, you know, play our best against that night and for those 3 or 4 days, and then see where we at the end of the series and then make adjustments from there. And I think that's just how it has to be. It's just a long season, so it's a workmanlike, you know, attitude that we have.
Well, it's not only the black and gold brigade there and bleeding the black and gold. It's also you guys teed off on the national relievers in the last two innings yesterday, and Chapman coming in there and getting the save. I mean, that's got to be unbelievable.
You know, it was something we didn't have is, you know, have multiple guys that could get saved. So that was really good, you know, for us. And like you said, it was just wearing down the pitching staff. And, you know, the earlier you can get the starter out and, you know, have to deal with their bullpen and shorten those guys up is a blessing. And so it's good for us. And that's what we'll look to do, you know, here, you know, this afternoon at 4:12 Eastern Standard Time against the Orioles.
I can't help myself, but I was feeling a little greedy. I wanted you to sweep the Nationals out, come back 7-0, but God says sometimes you can't give you that, Mark. We'll take the 6-1 record heading into the home opener. What is the excitement like? You're there. You're going to be there. It's sold out. They're crossing the Roberto Clemente Bridge. Everybody's got their Primanti sandwiches and stuff. It's going to be a great feeling. And you got the Orioles coming to town. Shades of the 70s, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely going to be, you know, April in Pittsburgh. So it's going to be nice and cool weather. You definitely want to make sure that you get the barrel on the bat and not off the end, because you'll be searching for your fingers in the batter's box. But yeah, we're definitely excited, you know, to play in front of our home crowd. And when you start out, you know, on the road and be able to experience opening days in different ballparks, you can't wait to, you know, experience in your home ballpark, because it doesn't feel like, you know, you're in the season until you put on your whites or your alternate color uniforms in your home stadium.
Right. Now, let me ask you something. Being in D.C., the Penguins were out there, too. You had the Let's Go Buck chant with the Pirate fans who are probably going to the Penguin Capital game after. Did you kind of feel like you were in PNC Park yesterday?
just a little bit, you know, because the fans, you know, that was there for us, definitely sat behind our dugout. So it was really good there. But just really looking forward to seeing, you know, our fans tonight, you know. There was a call for a blackout, so looking forward to just seeing that and just hearing, you know, the crowd and just absorbing that energy and just being able to carry that out for nine innings of baseball tonight.
Well, my slogan is the Bucks are going to take over the town. I know the Penguins are trying to get in the playoffs and they take their lumps and bruises, but the Steelers are trying to say, hey, wait a minute, guys, we're in this thing too. Bringing in Russell Wilson, bringing in Justin Fields, adding John Jefferson. The Steelers are picking up some steam, too, here.
Yes, I mean, it just feels like that's what the city is doing, and we're tapping into it, you know, having brought in some guys here ourselves, you know, and Martin, you know, Perez and Marco Gonzalez, and then you add in, you know, Chapman, and then you add in Rowdy Tellez. You know, you just start adding more names, and it's like, yeah, like, you know, we're in a really good spot. And so just for us, it's just to maintain where we're at and just get better from the first inning to, you know, the end of the game.
You know, Martin Perez, with a birthday yesterday, the celebration in the locker room had to be something, huh?
Yeah, I know it was good for him. You know, well-deserved, and there's nothing like getting a win on your birthday, and so it was really good to be a part of that. So it was good. You know, we had a couple of birthdays back to back. You know, Mitch Keller had his birthday the day before, and then Marco had his. So it's a really good time in our clubhouse right now.
Off day in D.C., how'd you take it in stride? Did you go around the city with a cup of Joe?
Actually, I did go around the city, went over to Georgetown, walked around, did a little bit of shopping, ate at one of our favorite restaurants there in Philomena. Just had a really good day. It rained, but it was good. And, you know, as we were finishing up our rounds, the Milwaukee Bucks was heading out to go, you know, play the Wizards over there. So it was a good time there.
Ah, the Bucks. I love the Bucks. And I know the Lakers were in that town too, I guess, the night you were playing. So it was kind of like, and then the Penguins come in. And now you guys leave, and the Phillies are going in there, so it's like a Pennsylvania invasion mixed in with L.A.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. And that's a cool thing about having multiple professional teams in the city. There's just so much going on there. It's just really cool. And, you know, you can just cross-mingle with different sports and different, you know, teams during that time, which is really cool. And so it's just a part of, you know, being able to experience that. It's probably one of the coolest things.
Well, I'll tell you, we're going to add a segment to this. It's called Call on Your Shot. So you pick a pirate that's going to hit a home run during this game, and I'll throw a pirate out there, and we'll see if we can match this thing throughout the year. So you can go first. Who's going to hit a home run in this game today? You pick one, I'll pick one.
You know what? I called with our media person. I called the shot of the first home run of the year with Brian Reynolds, and he definitely came through with that. So you know what? I'm going to stick with that one. for the home opener as well, you know, and go with Brian Reynolds tonight.
Wow. I'm going to go with the big guy that you picked up from the Brewers who looks like he can hit a couple of them in the river. I'm going with Rowdy Tellez tonight. I think he's gonna put one in the river tonight. So I'm gonna go with Tellez. You got Reynolds. This will be good as we, you know, reconvene on Monday to connect and figure out who got who, and then we'll pick another one. But the call on the shot is a good one, and we should have one of these sponsors, be involved in that one. Call on the shot. Which buck is gonna hit a home run during the game, my brother?
Wow, I think that'll be good. And I think the BMW brand will be happy to pick that one up. So it'll be good
from
there. So that's good.
Looking at the NCAA, right now I'm sitting at the top. If UConn wins, I'll win the pool. If Purdue wins, somebody else will win this thing. But have you been keeping an eye on that one, and have you guys been talking about it?
You know what? We did. We understand the travel woes that go along that you know UConn had the other day, but I just think that the young kid, I forgot his name, for NC State going up against Zach Edey would be a really good matchup right there. I'm calling for NC State to win that game, and then for UConn, they've been going well. I think they'll use the plane delay to be able to, add a little extra motivation that they may have. And then, the final will be NC State versus UConn. And then I have UConn winning it all.
Yeah. And, I like Alabama a lot too. So I got, either one of those teams getting in there, but boy, Purdue is a big team. So you got to really watch out for them. A Purdue UConn matchup would be something, but Alabama's come a long way and kind of pushed the football program off to the side a little and said, "Hey, you know what? We play basketball down here."
Absolutely, and it's just it's how you play during the season, but the team that gets hot and carry that momentum all the way through is just unbelievable. And being able to have off days in between and still come back and shine and do a good job really says a lot about the team. So just looking forward to seeing those games on both the men's and the women's side here soon.
Yeah. Hey, listen, as we wrap this thing up, you guys left Washington to get in there early morning, or was it it's usually a quick flight. So you guys got out of there and got back home, got a good night's sleep, I would imagine.
I actually got in a little late, but again, it's nothing like sleeping in your, in your own bed, in your own home here, so it's just really good. And just as people walk in the building, whether it's people that just work here, support staff, front office or players, like guys are smiling walking in the clubhouse. So it's a really good time. So we're definitely going to honor that and put on a show tonight and look forward to shaking hands at the end of the game.
Yeah, not only that, I noticed the times. You guys took the area code 412, so you started at 412. That's going to be great.
Yes, that's always great. That's been, good the last couple of years to be a part of that. And it'll be really good. Just can't wait to see, the cool things that'll happen. See Ke'Bryan Hayes get his gold glove trophy in front of the fans and his teammates here in the ballpark. Should be a really cool thing.
Wow. I wish I was there, but I'm going to be hearing it from afar. I can't wait to talk to you Monday as the Tigers will come in. Short homestand before you go right back to Philly and New York. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you. Let everybody know who's sponsoring this thing. Man, oh, man, I love you dearly, my brother.
Yes, our sponsors for the show today is the Cardio Grind in Tarzana, California, and BMW here in Pittsburgh as well. We just thank those sponsors for the show and actually adding BMW to the Calling the Shot part of the program. So it's good. You can see me follow me online on X, first name, and SR, on Instagram, first and last name with the SR, and on Facebook, just first and last name, brother. So, man, wishing everyone a safe and blessed weekend.
Hey, I know what you're going to do as you're getting ready for the game. You're going to probably tell Reynolds, I got you on the call and the shot, and then if you see Tellez, say, Mancini's got you.
I will, but I already know Ramos is going to win because he's going to hit before.
I can't wait to talk Monday and who we got on the call and the shot and recap the Orioles and preview the Tigers. He's Tarik Brock in Pittsburgh as they get ready for the home opener. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. We'll talk to you Monday as the Tigers come into Pittsburgh. Have a blessed weekend, guys. Thanks for tuning in.